Okay, first patient we're going to do is going to be Melvin Joseph, MelvinJoseph. Melvin Joseph. He was born 8/19/47. Today is 8/19. No, I'm sorry. Today is 8/19/47. Oh, he was born 8/19/47. It's his birthday. Holy cow. This is a 77-year-old gentleman with who was born in Huntsville, Texas. He worked as a park ranger, did a lot of mowing and taking care of the trees in different parks here in the Houston area. He's single. His wife died some time ago. He has no children, period. Melvin doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's been on, was on hospice at one time because of end-stage dementia with ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, agitation, sundowner syndrome, decreased weight, and profound muscle weakness and protein calorie malnutrition, period. Recently, he's having increased shortness of breath. He does suffer from COPD. He's now requiring O2. He requires a hospital bed, pedal edema, JVD, consistent with end-stage COPD with pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure, period. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. COVID immunizations up to date. Surgery, appendectomy, medical problems, hypertension, DJD, COPD, depression, anxiety, and end-stage dementia. Review of symptoms, he's been having sleep, agitation. His nurse, Michelle, and caretaker, Sandra, tell me that he's ADL dependent, he's incontinent. He has chronic pain, but the most important change is his weight loss, his shortness of breath, and the fact that he's definitely taking a turn for worse as far as his overall debility is concerned related to his end-stage COPD, period. In the paragraph, his medication includes Norco 10-325 up to 4 times a day, amitriptyline 25 milligram at nighttime, aspirin 81 milligram a day. He's off the amlodipine now. He's on Lasix 40 milligram once a day, doxazine, D-O-X-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 2 milligram once a day, valsartan, hydrochlorothiazide 325 once a day, pravastatin 40 milligram once a day, and Coreg 12.5 milligram twice a day, period. Let's see, on examination, Melvin has a heart rate of 100, O2 sats 88% on room air. He's not wearing his oxygen currently. He does wear it most of the time. He appears quite weak. He's wheezing. He has cough, congestion. He also has pedal edema 1 plus, JVD, and it appears quite debilitated. Heart positive, swamp positive, RIS2, lungs, ronchi, and RALS, abdomen soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosas without any lesion. Neurological, he's debilitated and moving all four extremities with no lateralizing symptoms. Assessment, 77-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD meets the criteria for end-stage COPD associated with weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL, I'm sorry, tachycardia, hypoxemia, requiring O2 now, cannot get into a regular bed because of his weakness. He's now in a hospital bed, which is a big change for him. Also has issues with changing mental status, end-stage dementia, bowel and bladder incontinency, ADL dependency, weakness. He definitely meets the criteria for end-stage COPD. Requires help with ADL. He most likely has a KPS score of 40%, and continues to deteriorate as far as his breathing is concerned because of his end-stage COPD, with above mentioned findings that are much worse than a month ago, and also associated with that. And pulmonary hypertension. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Melvin and definitely has had change in his condition for worse related to his current medical problems and issues. Next patient is George Roberts, Roberts, 3752, 72-year-old gentleman with end-stage, with history of cerebral palsy. He says during the Trump administration 4 or 5 years ago, he was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Since then, he's been having much more pain, difficulty walking, and he's using a walker now, period. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. Under social medications, non-allergy, non-COVID immunizations, up-to-date medical problems, cerebral palsy, chronic pain, difficulty with ambulation, difficulty with speech, surgery, no recent surgery, family history, mom died of a brain tumor, dad died of natural causes, review of system, has had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, no weight loss, no shortness of breath. Under social put down, he's never worked, he's been disabled all his life, he's divorced, has 5 children, he doesn't drive, of course, and he's in desperate need of provider. He doesn't meet the criteria for home health or end-of-life care because he has not taken any medication, but provider is a different story, and he should be looked at for possible provider services. His O2 sat's 99%, pulse is 95, respiration is 18, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, wrong chi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, arm mucosal with tetanus lesion. He's ambulating with a walker, difficulty with ambulation, and spasticity related to cerebral palsy. Assessment, 72-year-old gentleman with end-stage, with history of cerebral palsy, status post-MBA, in pain, taking Tylenol and Motrin to control his pain, a desperate need of provider services. We'll have a social worker evaluate patient to see if he qualifies for provider services. He has no need for home health and or end-of-life care or palliative care at this time. Findings were discussed with patient at the time of visit, along with his neighbor, who is his primary caregiver. Thank you.